For life advice and psychology, call Kevin, he's a prodigy.
Honestly. Hi, I'm Kevin. Have you ever heard this cliche, when life hands you lemons, make lemonade? Everyone's heard it. It's so overused. An overused saying is called a cliche. I guess it's kind of true, though, because when life gives you something, you should take that. Although, that saying is kind of wrong, too, because if life hands you lemons, and they don't hand you any sugar or water, I mean, you can't make lemonade out of nothing. It's, like, impossible. That's basically saying, if life hands you, wrapping paper, make a gift. That's almost impossible, unless your gift is something that's, like, spit, or something gross. Okay, my point is not similar to the point at all. I'm just trying to say, some of these cliches and stuff, just... I heard a saying that says, you cannot save someone, you can only love them. So if someone's drowning, you can't save them, you can just look at them and just say, I love you, and walk away. There's also a saying that goes, you can do anything if you just believe in it. Well, I believe I can fly, and I believe I won't die. Some of these sayings, though. That's the problem with sayings. We should just really go with our heart instead of having someone else lay out the rules for us. That's the best way to live our life. It's email time, and I got this email from somebody named Adam. Adam's friend, Bob's mom, is someone who isn't very easy to please. Someone who acts differently and who doesn't really think highly of Adam. And Adam says here, hi Kevin, my friend Bob's mom doesn't really think highly of me, and she's one of those people who is hard to please. Well, one day, we were at art class in school. Me and Bob were classmates, so we sit next to each other. And our teacher had this awesome idea for this whole new art project. It was amazing. I told Bob what I wanted to do. I was going to make something amazing. And Bob told his mom, and Bob's mom was all excited about it. Finally, excited about something. So then I finally made a craft, the art project. It was okay though. I tried doing it twice and was really, really hard. But I finally did it. After over a 2-month period of building and scraping and working hard, I finally made it. And I brought it over to Bob's house. And I accidentally left it there. And Bob said, hey, I should show my mom. So he did. And his mom couldn't stand to look at it. She told Bob to get it out of her room and said, it's okay, but it wasn't plastered on very well. There were a lot of things that she said were wrong about it. And it made me so unhappy that I decided to try to, more than ever, make Bob's mom think highly of me. So I worked hard to make something for her that she could use. And she didn't really like it. I could tell that she didn't really like it that much. She thought it was kind of bad. Well, so I made another one. And she said it was even worse. She said, don't make any more for me. It really got me upset because I've been trying to please Bob's mom. Because she's always kind of not really happy about me. But stuff just happens and I get blamed for stuff. And she just thinks I'm a horrible person. And it seems like I can never help it. Please, Kevin, help me to try to help her. Help her realize that I am a good person, that I can do good stuff. Sincerely, Adam. Well, I have a similar thing happening to me. I'm trying to please someone because they don't think too highly of me. And I really do try, but my life, it's... stuff just happens, and I get blamed for stuff that isn't true. And people think stuff of me that isn't really true. And people don't really know the full story. I used to think that about other people. If other people didn't really seem right, I thought, well, they're dumb, they're not fun to be around, they're no good to be friends, they're idiots. But you don't ever know the full story about anyone. You don't ever know what's happened to them. Everyone does wrong stuff, so you shouldn't be too hard on anyone. If someone does something wrong, you shouldn't be too mad about them. Of course, that's unless it's someone in your family or something really, really wrong. or if you know the full story. But a lot of times, you don't even know the full story. Things happen. You get impressions from people that aren't true. You hear rumors. Things have happened in the past that they've tried to block out. That's happened to me. All I can say is, if you really want to please Bob's mom, just don't. Don't do stuff that would upset Bob's mom. Think it through in your head before you do anything. Think, will this somehow affect Bob's mom? Watch what you say. If you watch what you say and think what you do in front of anybody, you'll get a better reputation. I've noticed that I'm getting a better reputation because I now watch what I say and watch what I do. Because there were times when I was told that lying to people to make myself better was okay. So I didn't watch what I said and I didn't watch what I did. And I got in a very horrible place, a very horrible situation. And I just realized that you have to watch what you say. Because honestly, you don't ever want to lie to anybody. You don't want to make anyone upset. So that's why I tell you, Adam, just watch what you say, watch what you do. And don't try to impress Bob's mom. Don't really try. If you just watch what you say and watch what you do, and just act respectfully and kindly, and think things through, then they will start to like you better. And that's my advice. This is Kevin Psychology. A few days ago, I looked through my answering machine messages, and I forgot about one of them that was especially interesting. It's about a lady named Becca who lives in New York. Let's listen.
Answering machine with Kevin.
Hello, Kevin. I am a middle-aged lady who lives in the Manhattan part of New York City. I work in a comic book store, and I have some pretty rare comic books in my store. I get a lot of visitors, although it's a very small comic book store. It's wedged between a Best Buy and a Starbucks and a mall. Well, I get a lot of comic book visitors looking for particular comic books. And I have one very rare particular comic book that I've been keeping until I just find that right person who I think should have it. Well, I accidentally left it out for sale one day. And a man was standing there, dressed in a bowler hat and black sneakers that had skull faces on them. He was wearing a leather jacket and he had shaggy sweatpants. His shirt was a tie-dyed shirt that was in the shape of a star. He said, "How much can I give you for this?" I said, "It's not for sale right now." He said, "I'll give you $1 million. That was very tempting, but he didn't look like the right kind of person. I don't know why. I should have just taken the offer. But I said, "It's not for sale. Get out of my store, or else you'll never be able to come here again." That got him moving. And I just should have let him have it. I didn't know what trouble I was getting myself into. Well, a few days later, I was surfing the web. And I saw that same man, because of his profile picture on a social media website, he was saying how he knew my store was selling a certain volume. And, well, what happened the next day was inevitable. I have 3 beautiful nephews and 1 beautiful niece. 2 of my nephews are twins. They're both 5 years old. My niece is 15 years old. 1 of my nephews is 23 years old. Well, my nieces and nephews don't know where I work. So, I was surprised to see my nephew, who I'll call Fred, a 23-year-old nephew, walk into the store. I was about to say hi when I heard him turn around and take out a shiny metal object. I was curious, and I shut my mouth. I should have said something because I heard the click of a reloading revolver. And when I looked up, I saw the barrel of a six-shot revolver in my face. I heard someone say, "Don't move." I heard rustling around, and I finally heard some guy say, "Ha! Got it!" I heard my nephew exit the shop. I looked up a few minutes later, and my precious comic book that was worth $1 million was gone. My nephew stole it, and he didn't even know it was me. So I don't know what to do. Should I just let my nephew have his comic book that he stole? Because it's kind of his, because we're a family. But it costs $1 million. Or should I tell the police that he's a crook and he has a gun and he tried to rob me? I'm the owner of the store, and me and three other people work there. I was the only one working there at the time, and I honestly don't know what to do because he's family and I don't want to get him in trouble. Please help me, Kevin. Please.
Okay. That lady has a lot of detail in her story. Getting robbed from your very own nephew. You know, family don't always do the right thing. Some people think if someone's in your family, they'll do the right thing. That's not true. But just because your family doesn't do the right thing doesn't mean you don't have to still love them. You should love them even more. But if your family does something wrong, like stealing, threatening somebody, threatening to kill them, then that's a whole another level. That doesn't mean you should stop loving them, though. But what I would do is I would first tell your nephew, as we call him, Fred, I would tell his mom and his dad. Because you don't want to be the one to get him into trouble. He's not your child. It's his parents. They decide what to do with him. And they will probably do something about it. Because if they're good parents, they will. If they don't, though, then in that case, I would tell the police. Just because someone in your family does something wrong, you don't stop loving them. You shouldn't treat them differently. They are still your family, and you always love them. And that is my verdict.
For life advice and psychology, call Kevin, he's a prodigy.
Honestly.